From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Over these past weeks, we have been thinking about the woman that Christ encountered at the well from John's Gospel, chapter 4. We'll be turning once again to that portion of Scripture today. First of all, we'll listen to one of Charles Wesley's great hymns, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. This was why the Lord came to that town, because He loved that woman. He wanted to win her soul and the soul of her community. As you listen to these words, please remember that Christ loves your soul as well.
Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me to Thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O receive my soul at last.
Continuing our readings from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, we'll read the verses 39 through to 40. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. As Jesus travelled homeward to Galilee from the Passover feast in Jerusalem, his heart was with a Samaritan village by the name of Sychar. To the disciples who accompanied our Lord, this was an ordinary journey, a long and tiring means to an end. They looked forward to familiar surroundings and welcoming faces. Unknown to them, this journey was in itself part of Christ's ministry. Beginning with an amicable conversation at an old well with a Samaritan woman, Jesus would utterly and unforgettably transform an entire community. Before arriving at this point, Jesus, as we observed last week, had to overcome the old Jewish prejudices that imbibed the hearts of his disciples towards the Samaritan people. He encouraged his followers to look on the ripened stalks of barley waving on the gentle breeze. The fields white already to harvest taught these men that a Samaritan village composed of precious souls were ready to come to Christ's side. This involved a revolutionary change in the thinking of these Jewish individuals. They did, however, receive the message with a realization that what Christ said was for real. Even as the Savior was instructing them, the Samaritans in their white clothing were streaming beyond the perimeters of their hometown as they made their way to the man at the well whom the woman told them of. The ripened fields became literally precious souls seeking Christ the Messiah. These people came to see Jesus at that well because of the testimony of the woman who abandoned her priorities on that day. Forgetting about her water pot, she hastily retreated to the town with the message, "Come see a man who told me all that ever I did." One of the marks of God's grace in the life of an individual is a desire to win the souls of others. This woman instantly had a love for her community. If you are a Christian, I would encourage you to be like this woman, a signpost pointing others to Jesus. Do what you can to win souls. You can do this by distributing gospel literature and by inviting your family and friends to evangelistic meetings. Above all, ensure that those whom you are acquainted with know that you are a Christian, and when the Spirit moves upon their hearts, they will come to you for help. Perhaps you think that you cannot be useful in this matter of winning souls. You consider yourself to have insufficient knowledge or inadequate experience to be able to reach out effectively. Take heart from the case of this woman. She was a Christian for a few short minutes. Yet when she returned to Sychar, the people responded, not because of her, but because of the Saviour she spoke of. The Christian is a mere postman, delivering a message, the most vital of all messages. The value is in the one whom we speak of. If we elevate a denomination, a creed, or a man, then our witness is worthless. If we, however, lift up Christ, then what we say will then have value. Speak of Jesus, and God will honour your testimony, granting you the joy of the soul winner. These residents of Sychar responded to the words of the woman by making that quarter of a mile trip out to Jacob's ancient well. They found the words of the woman totally believable, because she was genuine, she was enthusiastic, and her manner was inspiring. Do you know people in your life who are genuine? It is undeniable that those individuals know God. Why have you not responded as the Samaritans in John 4 responded to the woman? Abandon the place where you now find yourself to be. Repent of your sin and turn from your dithering. Seek the Lord by calling upon his name. Do now what you ought to have done years ago. But still, it is not too late. I heard recently of a tribe in Papua New Guinea where missionaries are currently labouring with incredible success. The native people are very violent and think nothing of murder. Women are abused and treated as an underclass. Yet as a result of the presentation of the gospel, these people are turning to God and churches are being established. Their society is changing. Christianity is working real change. These people, like the Samaritans, are hearing for the first time and are believing. You may have heard the gospel for many years, yet still you remain in a state of unbelief. All those tribes in the world who have never heard. All those tribes who have heard for the first time and yet have believed. These Samaritan people who just instantly meet Christ and find him and know him. In a moment, they rise up to condemn you because you have spurned your opportunities. Yet still, God is gracious. There remains opportunity and there remains time for you. Such was the impact that Jesus made upon these people that they besought him to remain in their village. They knew that he was merely passing by. They wanted him to break his journey and remain with them. As you listen to the Lord's word today, Jesus is passing by your life. He has paused for a moment. You have an opportunity to embrace him. Why not ask him to come and abide with you in your life? If you do not make this request, he will move on and may never again come to you in this fashion. He may never again give you an opportunity to repent. He may never again stir your heart and probe your conscience. Why not beseech Jesus now that he would remain with you and be your friend? Seize this moment, this time of opportunity that is presented to you. The Lord responded favorably to the request of the Samaritan. He remained with them for 2 days. This must have been an unforgettable 2 days in the history of this town. The Jews had waited for thousands of years for the Messiah, for the Deliverer. During that time they had decried and mocked the Samaritans. Yet now the Messiah had come and he was being received by these very Samaritans. At the same time the Jews who awaited the Messiah were rejecting Jesus. He came unto his own and his own received him not. He remained with these Samaritans because they had open hearts when so many throughout the land had closed hearts. The Lord comes to those whose hearts are open to his truth. In Revelation 3 verse 20 he appeals, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Is your heart open or is your heart closed to Jesus? Swing your heart's door widely open and bid him enter while you may. It does not matter who you are, what religion you profess, what creed you adopt, or what sins you have committed. If you open your heart to the gospel, Jesus will come to you and he will change you. And it will all happen today in a moment of time. In Luke 9 verses 51 through to 53, we read of another Samaritan village whom the Lord encountered later in his ministry. These people were very different because they did not receive him. They rejected him. Here are two villages in the same community, in the same area. One was open and the other was closed. One accepted Christ and the other rejected Christ. This is so representative of humanity. There are some who are in Christ and there are others who are out of Christ. There are some who are saved and there are others who are lost. There are some going to heaven. There are some going to hell. On what side of that fence are you found today? Yet you can cross over. You can seek the Lord. You can come now. Respond to his word. And he will come to you and abide with you. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.